Oh man. So, I stepped away for a few days and you see what happens, just all kinds of chaos and disorder in the news. So, of course, and I've been asked a few times and I talked about it a little bit on my YouTube channel, but I've been asked about the Kanye West chaos and just my thoughts on it. Being a black woman. And I will say, I've always been a Kanye fan, so I have kind of gotten, some questions of people saying, okay, so you're still supporting this lunatic. But I will say for Kanye, we've always known Kanye's always been larger than life. He's always been over dramatic. Like, that's Kanye. That's what he does. So it's like, and then it did not slip my attention that he, at the beginning of the week, was talking about a single that he was going to release with, I think, Lil Uzi Vert and Travis Scott. So, he's a walking, talking, living, breathing PR machine. Like, I mean, if you are in marketing or trying to learn how to market anything that you're doing, like, this is definitely a cat to study. So, I take everything Kanye says with a grain of salt. And so when he popped up last week with the Make America Great Again hat, it just, I don't know. I just went, okay, so Kanye's trying to he's trying to reach out. When he talked about, calling Donald Trump his brother, saying they both had dragon energy, I thought, okay, Kanye's got some new guru that's teaching him how to open his heart and love. And that's fine. Whatever gets him to the love finish line, then what, it's awesome. And because I did notice where he was talking about, like, the dragon energy and everything, so I guess in his own way he is trying to expand his awareness. He's trying to open up himself a little bit more, as he says he's trying to be a free thinker. And so I think that anytime you're learning something new or you're going to a new level in your thinking, I'm a mindset coach. I'm all about how you shift your mindset. And it's like, so when you're trying to up level, your mindset has to change as well. So I'm not sure what direction Kanye's up leveling to, but he's at least attempting to open his mind to shift his perspective to see things in new ways. And so I guess that's where he's talking about his free thinking. But so at the same time, it's like there's not always a lot of thought with the thinking when it comes, or a deep thought behind it. He has talked a lot about how he doesn't read. So I thought it was ironic that him and his new best friend this week, both of them have passionately bragged about how they don't read. So that, I'm a reader. Like, I literally have been reading by myself since I was 2 years old. So to hear somebody say that is like, what the? So anyways. So and I try to embrace it. It's like, Kanye's trying to feel the love. It's all right. So then, of course, Kanye is known for the foot in the mouth-itis, and he kind of doubled down on his comments. And really just, it surprised me just the level of crazy that escalated on Tuesday when he kind of suggested that maybe slavery in the US for 400 years had been a choice of African Americans. So that, and I knew it. I was like, okay, the way he said that, like, I totally can get where he was trying to go with that. Because I've had backlash of my own within the black community for saying comments that could be taken as similar, but not meant or in that same, not meant in that way and not in that context, but taken in a different way. So I totally got it, and I winced when I heard him say it. I went, oh, there he goes. And so it's like he took it there. And so the thing was, and like Twitter, like, literally snapped. Like, Twitter went crazy. And one of the things, and I will say, like, I'm at a point now where, like, the tiniest thing on Twitter can cause people to snap. Like, you can just casually talk about the lovely cheeseburger that you have for lunch, and you will get like 10 million PETA and vegan people attacking you, people trying to tell you about your bowel. Like, it's dramatic on Twitter already, but this literally took the cake. And one thing that I was surprised at, and maybe not And because I understand that this really struck a nerve, it's really hit a chord in the Black community. And then to have it come from someone who is, it's like, dude, you and your new best friend, you're sitting back pulling your own wankers and expecting other people to clap and give you a cookie for it, where real people in the real world have real issues that they're dealing with on a daily basis. Like the incident at the Starbucks in Seattle that literally motivated the CEO to shut down the whole company for a day to teach diversity training. Like, that's how important that he saw it. So it was flippant in the way that Kanye presented the idea and not a lot of deep thought behind how it was going to be received by the people that he was sharing it with. So I think that that's kind of where there was a little crazy. But I was really surprised at the reaction, even to the point where, like, Daz Dillinger, if you're not familiar, what? You don't know? Dog Pound Corrupt? Like, okay, so this is back in the day. So, and as he referred to himself on a video that was, like, shown on TMZ as an OG, and also an OG Crip, and he literally called on his status on Tuesday, like, he called out, like, a call to the Crips to, like, off with his head on Kanye. And that's not something that even, as an OG or even as somebody in the entertainment industry, that you'd even give that much thought, weight, or energy to anything that somebody else is saying like that. So for Daz to even take time out of his day to call, it was shocking. Like, I was like, what is going on here? Like, people are, like, angry. Like, Kanye should be, because I remember when there was, like, the drama about Cardi B and something she had said, and like, how they were saying, don't come to LA. And, you know, and so I thought that was, like, a little, like, really? But for this, like, because you could tell if you watched the video, like, he was just disgusted at just the whole Kanye experience at that point. And it was, like, it's serious enough where the LA Sheriff's Department was actually willing to look into it after they saw the video. So just to take people out of their ding like that in the Black community, it was surprising to me. And I think it might have taken Kanye a little aback and by surprise too, because there wasn't a lot of deep thought to how it was going to be received when he put it out there. So that's kind of, I had a great time kind of following the slavery was a choice hashtag, and just really looked at how, despite the shock and the hurt and the offense that was taken by the Black community, there was still a willingness to try to joke it, I'll laugh about it a little bit. I saw some really great memes that were going out, you know, with that hashtag. So we did try to rise above it and overcome it, but it was a little much. Like, I didn't really know what to say about the whole thing. I just kind of tried to not have a conversation about it. But so hopefully with Kanye, I don't know if it's a PR stunt, if it's to bring more controversy, but, like, people are literally to the point where they're like, I would never ever spend another penny on anything Yeezy. And it's like, you know, so people are serious, you know, and I don't know, we'll see how that turns out. And I think that it's really interesting that his wife, someone who not a lot of people have attributed a lot of substance to, Kanye being the backpack kid and the deep lyric writer, you know, so there hasn't been a lot of weight to her and who she is as a person when it comes to his wife, outside of, like, their reality show and their beauty and all of that. But I think that it's really, really interesting this week, and it's something that I don't think a lot of people paid attention to. Oh, and I did want to, before I get into that, I want to give a shout out to Van Lathan of TMZ, who basically summed up kind of how I had felt, and I think how a lot of people in the Black community felt about Kanye and those comments. So I don't really need to say that much more. Definitely search for that video. You can go on TMZ or search Van Lathan on TMZ on Google, and you'll find the video. And I think he pretty much summed up incredibly articulately and incredibly eloquently how a lot of the Black community was feeling after those comments by Kanye. And so I don't know. And I just thought it was interesting, like I said, these two becoming best friends at this particular time, Kanye and our president. But I don't know, maybe it's not a coincidence that our president was taking the PR opportunity this week to be friends with Kanye. Like Diamond and Silk isn't more than enough to meet the one black friend requirement. But he added Kanye to the mix, and maybe that is just to distract from an issue that he's been very loudly on the opposite side of. And it's something, like I was saying about his wife, that although people, it's kind of flipped the script this week, that although he's always been the one that's been looked at as the, I guess, deeper of the two, his wife is actually like, Kanye's been talking about slavery this week, but his wife is actually putting her time, her energy, her focus, and her attention into doing something about ending it this week. And so I want to talk about that when we come up. So stay tuned, sit back, go grab a cup of Java. I'm going to refill my cup. And when I come back, I'm going to tell you about a different side of the Kanye West clan. I'm Courtney. You're listening to Intelligent Change, and I'll be back in a moment. So if you've listened to the show for any length of time, especially the earlier episodes, or if you know me or happen to have been on some of the other platforms that I've been on, then you'll know that this next story is something that has been deeply close to my heart. It is something that I have been like crusading for the past 12 years. And it's been one of the things every time I've been fighting for 12 years for what I say for justice, to really see some shifts and changes. And to also find out what happened to me in a correctional facility in Georgia in 2005. And so I've been torn about this next story. And so I've also been, we talk a lot about the Kardashian West. We give a lot of weight to Kanye's thought. And at the same time, we've kind of written off on a few occasions on his wife as being the, oh, she's more fluffy, she's more, they don't have the substance. And so I do find it interesting this week that that script is kind of flipped, and where it's Kanye with all the brouhaha, but it's his wife that's actually doing something of substance this week. And as I had said before, like Kanye's been talking about the slavery. But his wife, Kim Kardashian, is actually working to end it. And so that's one of the things. Now, if you haven't heard about this story, his wife has been helping, literally trying to bring some attention and trying to save the life. And I say that and mean that exactly like that, of a 62-year-old woman by the name of Alice Marie Johnson. Now, I don't know, you might have heard the name before, and I believe that it came to the attention of Miss Kardashian last year from a Mike.com video or article that was done, and she kind of retweeted it out. And at the time, at seeing the tweet, it felt trite when the tweet was literally just said, "This is like so unfair." And it's like, you know, and so it felt trite when I read it. I'm like, but at the same time, because this is an issue that has been very close to my heart, that has been something that I've been fighting to bring attention and awareness to over the past 12 years. And for myself, this particular story I've been torn about. In this particular case, Alice Marie Johnson, 62-year-old woman in Alabama, who is currently serving a life sentence without parole, no possibility of parole, plus an additional 25 years. This is a life sentence for a nonviolent drug offense. Now, and in this particular instance, this woman, she's been literally, it's been 21 years right now that she's been in prison in a federal correctional facility down in Alabama. I believe it's called the Aliceville Correctional Institute. But in Alabama, this is so inhumane that it does not make sense to me. My particular issue happened down in Georgia, where their tagline is "Come on vacation, leave on probation." So this story really struck home to me. And so at the time, like, I was kind of torn, because this is a woman who back in the 90s after she had a home had gone into foreclosure, had children. So I guess she had gotten involved with some sort of drug ring or crime ring or something that was taking drugs back and forth. Now, apparently she had a nonviolent a part in this. I guess she was the communications, probably like doing the hookup, but they're calling and, hey, well, can you give me a friend's number? I'm not sure how it worked, but she was not actually doing the actual drug selling. In my particular instance, I just happened to be in a car. And it's like, and it literally turned my life upside down for 12 years. So for this woman to have spent 21 years behind bars when there are people who have committed murders who are out already is just beyond inhumane to me. And so this has come to the attention of Miss Kardashian West, and she has been actively trying, not just, and it wasn't just one of those, oh, that's terrible, because I've had hundreds of people over the past 12 years go, oh, that's so terrible. I can't believe that that happened. That's how our system works. And I've had people express that amazement and shock, and that's as far as it goes. And I have attorneys in my family. I have a nurse. Like, we have like professionals in our family that if there was any like real thought that literally could say, okay, well, let's see what we can do to resolve this. And there was nothing there. So for this woman to take time out of her day and literally because she saw a video online and go, oh my God, this is unfair. And not just to say it's unfair and leave it there, but to go far enough to, because at this point, Miss Kardashian is paying the 62-year-old woman's legal bills. She's obtained an attorney for this woman, and she is working with Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump to really try to get a pardon for this woman, Alice Marie Johnson, so that she's a grandmother, so that she can actually like share in some of those milestones that she's missed out on with her children. And it's like, and I think that the fact that we are so caught up in her husband and the antics and the things that he said, that we have been so distracted from the things that have taken place in this country this week. There's been a teacher strike since Monday. Teachers who literally are responsible for educating our children. I am so grateful that I no longer have children in the public school system anymore, that I have, but I do have grandchildren. And to think that teachers who we entrust with our children for 8 hours a day, and teachers who we are sometimes offended as a collective society that they're not raising our children the way they should be during those 8 hours a day. And to think that these people are, these are marching saying we're not getting paid, we're not feeling valued, we're not being shown that we're valued through our pay. It's something, a walkout here in Colorado this week, here in Denver, where we got billions of dollars of weed money. And teachers are still, and part of that money was promised to teachers, and these teachers are not feeling like they're being valued at all. So to have huge issues going on like that, the fact that the NRA is having a convention, and they have asked, Mike Pence is going to be speaking, and they've asked that the NRA members, no guns are allowed on the premises. Not one person has complained about that, and that hasn't really been talked about in the news. So there's like a lot of stuff going on, and we're distracted by the small, shiny objects. Again, if you want to know more about this Alice Marie Johnson, if you want to help, if you actually want to just be aware of this broken system and how it can be fixed, I know a lot of people, free Meek Mill. So once Meek Mill was freed, nobody really gave a damn. I know that when we were screaming Black Lives Matters and we were mourning these black men that were gunned down in the streets by the police a few years ago, nobody was saying the names of these black women that are warehoused on a regular basis, especially down in the South, where they're taking the fall on a daily basis for other people's machinations. That's slavery. And that's a mental slavery to believe that it's a worth trading your life and penitentiary time for a little bit of money in your pocket to pay some bills. So it's like we got things upside down right now. And the fact that what Kanye had to say had more weight this week and more precedence than what his wife had to say and the lives that this woman is trying to save, I think something is really, really creepy going on here. But isn't that crazy? and I pray. So today's show was all about, at the heart of it, really what being an influencer, especially in the digital space, actually means. Being authentically you in building your brand and in the way that you express yourself out in the public. And I think that we've also learned a lesson that sometimes, you know, beauty's not just a skin deep. And, you know, and I think that a lot of times we discount people because of their appearance and assume that there's nothing else there except for what we see. So I think that we could learn a lesson from that this week. And I think we've also realized that there's a lot of things going on in the world. And, you know, I'm always talking about my bubble. If you tuned into the YouTube series, then you know I talk about how we all live in our little individual bubbles. And each bubble is decorated to our taste. The environment, the temperature is adjusted to what works for us. And I think that sometimes we forget that when we're out in the world and we're interacting and we're moving around each day, that we're also bumping into people that have their own little bubbles. And people have their own things going on within those bubbles that are magnified and that are important to them. And we forget that sometimes when we have an issue or something that we feel is pressing. And we can sometimes elbow other people's issues out of the way because it's just not that important in our bubble. And I think that this week we've kind of had our eyes opened a little bit to and peeked in a little bit into other people's bubbles and the way that they think, operate, and believe within them. So I'm Courtney Jones with Intelligent Change, and you've been listening today, and I hope that you've taken away a little bit. Maybe you'll leave a comment or a question, and maybe leave some love for the comments that I made, for the topic itself, or anything that you might be going through or you want to shout out to, or if you actually know of some news that happened this week that was good news and that felt good, go ahead and leave a comment. But I'm Courtney Jones with Intelligent Change, and you are awesome. So until next time, go be it. Peace.